USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Justice has announced a lawsuit against the state of Georgia over its recently passed election reform law. The department alleges the measure unfairly restricts black Georgians' right to vote. But Georgia's attorney general says the suit is a campaign flyer instead of an action to uphold federal law. Chris Carr tells Fox News that the state's law actually expands voter access.
The United States Department of Justice is playing politics. They're not trying to uphold the law. And this action that they filed, this blatantly political action that they filed, is factually, legally, and constitutionally wrong. Anybody who actually takes the time to read the Georgia law sees that it strengthens security, it expands access, and it improves transparency in Georgia's elections.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
A former employee of a Houston hospital is speaking out about her termination because of her refusal to get a COVID vaccination. Brad Bernards reports.
A former hospital technician in Texas is speaking out about being fired for refusing to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Latricia Blank worked as an ultrasound technician at Houston Methodist.
When I found out they were going to mandate it, my husband and I had a very difficult conversation. I was like, okay, do I need to go ahead and do it? I don't want to, but to keep my job, which also has insurance for our family. It was a very hard decision. I love the people that I work with and then the connection of the patients, but we both agree that it's not for us.
Blank said her concern about the vaccine is how quickly it was developed and the amount of research that was done. From the West Texas USA Radio Newsroom, I'm Brad Bernards.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Former President Donald Trump held a campaign rally Saturday night in Ohio for congressional candidate Max Miller, running for Ohio's 16th district. During his speech, the former president criticized the use of critical race theory in the military, saying that its implementation has made military leadership weak.
The military brass have become weak and ineffective leaders, and our enemies are watching and they're laughing. We need a Republican Congress to ban critical race theory. You know, I had it banned through executive order. And it was fine. And then when we didn't get in, they immediately reinstituted it. But it was all gone. But they have to get it out of our schools, and they have to ban it in our workplaces, and ban it in our states, and ban it in federal agencies, and ban it in our military, maybe most importantly.
Multiple riders were injured in a massive crash Saturday during the first stage of this year's Tour de France, caused by a fan's sign. The spectator extended her sign into the roadway in front of Germany's Tony Martin about 27 miles before the finish line. Martin crashed after hitting the sign, causing a massive pileup behind him. At least one rider was forced to withdraw from the Tour because of his injuries. And new discoveries show that dinosaurs may have lived in the Arctic year-round. In a new report in the journal Current Biology, researchers unveiled new findings that several dinosaur species lived and nested in what is now northern Alaska. The scientists say they found the tiny bones and teeth of at least seven different species of dinosaur that were capable of living and nesting above the Arctic Circle. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.